patient and he can't move that much. So I said, well, I guess we're going to be a couple, you know.
We'll just roll along in our wheelchairs together.
And I said, whatever it's going to be, and you know, I totally let go. And as I did, my father started circling around my bed. And as he did, all of a sudden, my fingers started moving, my hands started moving, and I got up and I walked out. And somebody pointed out to me that the reason why he was able to come is because I let go. And I didn't even get that point, far across.
Well, it's a nice thing. We appreciate the story so much. And it's not an uncommon story that when you have no choice, you usually let go. In other words, we just love it when people get themselves backed into a corner where the things that they've always relied on that aren't the things that work anyway, they run out of those. And then finally have to do the only thing that ever works anyway. And so from that, as you have an experience like that, you say, well, isn't it nice that I had that advanced knowing? And isn't it nice that I was able to let go? And now, those of you who are listening in, please understand, you don't have to topple over onto marble. And you don't and you don't have to have a deceased father circling your bed. All you have to do is let go anytime. Anytime. And the fairies of the universe will do their thing.
Okay. Now, a deep-seated belief, which I am struggling with, I still am going upstream, is on health. And consequently, you know, I'm a caretaker for my husband, and my mother's 99 years old. And I'm just finding more and more my focus is on illness, where I had an operation, and after the operation, I developed 2 blood clots, and I almost got lost, and I'm like in a spiral.
But we can hear from your focus, and it's certainly logical. In other words, when you are taking care of people, when you are aware of what's going on, Esther's father and mother spent a very short period of time in an assisted living situation before they were able to make arrangements for them to be cared for at home. And Esther's father said something so brilliant. He said, I couldn't wait to get out of there because they make me wonder where I'm going. And that's what so many of you do as you observe people who are in a declined state. There is a tendency, that's that sort of core belief. People, for the most part, believe that you come in frisky and you stay frisky for a while and you argue about at what point your long decline into the morass of death begins, but almost all of you see that there's some peaking out point and then it's just downhill, and we didn't say downstream, we said downhill the rest of the way. And so we want you to realize that your work must be, whenever you are witnessing something that is different than what you want to live, you say to yourself, this isn't about age and it isn't about what's inevitable. This is about vibrational perspective that is unique to individuals. And you're right, it's a common thing for people to expect decline the longer they live and to exhibit it or demonstrate it. And those of you who are observing it, then as you activate it in your vibration, then it becomes more and more of your experience. But something else is happening with you. At the same time that some of that expectation is beginning to seep into your vibrational average, so is a stronger desire for it to be different for you. And so your stream's going faster. You can no way equate what anybody else is living to what you're living. Don't try to figure out what's happening to you by virtue of what's happening to anyone else, because you have your own vibrational relationship to your own vibrational escrow. So it is possible. Esther's mantra, you've heard it. We speak it often. Happy, healthy, happy, healthy, happy, healthy, dead. In other words, there's no point in going happy, healthy, happy, healthy, happy, healthy, less healthy, less healthy, less healthy, less healthy, not happy, less healthy, not happy, less healthy, not happy, less healthy, blah, blah.